You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
She's got legs. I don't know if on the basketball court she knew exactly how to use them. That's why the Achilles injury took place. But we've recovered fully, and we're here today, and that's what's important. She is Jessica Benson. Catch her on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd on Grind City Media in season on the Grizz Radio Network and, of course, Double Post. She does it all. She joins us every Tuesday. She's here now. Hello, Jessica.
Hello. How are you guys?
I'd levied some heavy accusations at you in that open.
Yeah.
I said you didn't know how to use your legs, which is not exactly a fair thing. Like, maybe you did, and that's why the injury happened.
I think that's exactly why the injury happened. For me, here's the thing about Achilles that are so unfair because it is a non-contact injury, and it just feels like a draft lottery, some would say, so random. And was my Achilles rigged? I don't know. I don't quite understand how it works, and the truth is no one does. Like, nobody understands why an Achilles pops when it does. But I have become, since going through my own Achilles journey, someone who watches sports, and every time somebody goes down and clutches their lower leg, I jump on, oh my God, did somebody just tear their Achilles? And it's not always the case. It's usually a ankle sprain for the most part, luckily. But when Jason Tatum went down last night, I knew it instantly, from the sheer pain on his face to where he was grabbing to watching the replay and how his leg kind of locked up, and then you see the slow-mo and you see the little ripple. And I don't, have they officially ruled it an Achilles yet?
Not that we
not
know
yet.
Not
but
yet.
I mean,
I haven't seen any of their there's always
social
a chance
media
that it
diagnosis,
could be,
you know what
something
I mean?
Else. Yeah, we're pretty good at that at this point, but no, it's brutal. And you say, you know, I appreciated you saying that I'm recovered and made through it, but do you ever really recover from an Achilles injury? That's my question, because literally just yesterday I was doing a workout and I was doing some kettlebell swings, and I felt a small twinge in my Achilles. Nothing scary, but I hopped on my trusted Achilles Warriors Facebook group to look up if there were any exercises I could do to just, like, condition my Achilles or do continued physical therapy, because I'm constantly nervous about tearing the other one. I'm constantly feeling just some memory of, ooh, something weird happened to this leg. So it really does do a number on you both physically and mentally, because I'm, like, 3 years out at this point.
Has it dampened? Because it's not just Tatum that we saw go down. You know, Donovan Mitchell's down in Cleveland. We'll see if he can go. But then you've got, you know, that Steph Curry injury has obviously changed that series. Has it dampened the playoffs for you?
Yes, I'm sick of this. And it's hard because I don't really see a solution moving forward, right? Like, yeah. I know injuries have been a part of sports and postseason sports forever and always, but it does feel as if every single year we are faced with some catastrophic injury that keeps a team from reaching its full potential. And a lot goes into it, right? Like, if the Celtics are in a place where they're up 2-1 last night, you could perhaps lose Jason Tatum and still find a way to win one more game or two more games and then find your way into the conference finals. But it's not the same. Like, it's a team is built the way it is, and especially with those star players. And I do think the NBA has a bit of a problem, because this continues to be an overwhelming narrative every postseason. And from an entertainment product, you want your best players on the court playing the best brand of basketball. And there is just no getting around watching what happened last night and feeling kind of sick about it all, and not even really knowing how to feel about the game that you just watched, which was an awesome game. And the Knicks performance is great, and Jalen Brunson's doing it again. And yet you almost feel kind of dirty being excited for the Knicks because you just watched sheer devastation on the other side, not from a loss like we see often in sports, but from an injury that's not just going to impact the team this year, but if it is an Achilles tear, like, he'll be out next year as well. So I don't know what they do. It feels as if the wear and tear of an 82-game season plus the play-in tournament, if you're participating in that, plus seven-game series, there's just so much. And I know we don't ever do anything in this country where we go backwards in terms of things, making money and having opportunity for profit. But it does feel as if there's something happening now, and it doesn't feel like it's getting better. It definitely feels like it's getting worse.
Yeah, I mean, I think a reduction in games would be beneficial in every area of the sport. It would be better in terms of regular season interest. It would be better in terms of these guys' mileage. It would be better. It's just everything.
Right.
But it's just never going to happen. It's like,
well, and I think the mileage, too, now, it's not just about the longevity of the NBA season, although that definitely, I think, plays a part in it. But these guys have been playing basketball nonstop since they were kids. Like, the fact that you don't have the youth sports that perhaps some of us were accustomed to growing up, where, you know, you play your rec league and then you go on, and then the once you get really good, you maybe joined a travel club or an AAU club, then you have your high school and college if you're good enough to play there. But you're playing basketball year-round, and I really think we'll see an impact not just on NBA players but just athletes, period, where your body, when you're supposed to be at your peak, have you already reached your peak earlier because of how many miles you've put on your body compared to athletes of the past? I don't know the answer to that, but I would assume there's a lot of medical experts trying to do some work on it, because there's just too much money involved for us to continuously be looking at stars of the sport being removed due to season-ending injury.
Dallas, on those Sons of Guns.
God.
They've got it. Should you just keep Cooper if you're Nico and that's your potential future face of the franchise and in whatever role he helps you win now? Or do you use the pick and you double down, triple down on winning now and go get Giannis?
I think you have to keep him, just from the standpoint of you've been given a gift of giving that fan base a new face to hold on to care about, to grow into a franchise player. And I don't know if the universe can withhold the jokes or withstand the jokes that would happen if the Mavs traded that pick. Like, I just don't know how we would all collectively respond, and the Fire Nico chance might like cause an earthquake that causes the earth to crumble into the ocean. I don't know.
Even if he got Giannis, you'd think it'd still be a lot of the fire?
Even if he got Giannis. Yeah. I think it's just, it's one of those things. Who are you giving up to get Giannis in that situation? And listen, I'm all pro. I love Giannis Antetokounmpo. I went to the Greek festival in Memphis last weekend, and I said we should have invited Giannis as a little, like, look what happens here. This is a nice thing we do every year that honors a part of your culture. But I think the Giannis sweepstakes are, you know, the biggest story of the offseason. And loaded in everything yesterday is not just the draft lottery making the West better with the Mavs getting the number one pick and the Spurs getting the number two pick and Jason Tatum getting hurt in the East, but it is this idea that Giannis is destined to come to the West, it almost feels like, at this point. But if I'm the Mavs, I just think you have to look at the opportunity around a prospect like Cooper Flagg and what that can mean to the organization, not just in the coming years. You already have said that you have a championship contender, and I get that the Kyrie piece of it makes it complicated because he won't be back for next year, so are you looking at 1 year of development opportunities for Cooper Flagg? I don't know. They also told me defense wins championships, so they got to double down on that too. I am genuinely more concerned that the Spurs will take the approach of, hey, maybe we could put together a package to go out and get Giannis, because then that just continues to accelerate their timeline, and it would immediately make them one of the best teams in the Western Conference next year.
You just can't, you know, you got to worry about your own. You got to worry about
That's
your own yard.
Say.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's what they say.
You just drive yourself crazy. It's like diagnosing yourself on the internet. You know what I mean? You just have to focus on. You go crazy trying to do that. You got to focus on yourself and fix what you can fix, control what you can control. it's always going to be, you know, an arms race, right? I mean, you just have to, you have to figure out where you fit in it. You know what I mean? Like, sort of being, and that's true. Like, but teams are going to make moves. You have to decide whether or not you should join them and how you should join them. That's, you know, that's the challenge for the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the answer is. It seems like with Isolo, they're going to stay in kind of pat, but I don't know the answer to that. You know, and I could see a world where now they're just like, hey, full off season of principles, full off season of what we're doing and implementing and how different this is going to be. So, you know, in tandem with, all right, let's hope we get that second year leap from Jalen Wells. I mean, crazier things have happened, I guess, is how I would sum that up.
Yeah, absolutely. And a second year leap from Zach Edey. Yeah. Who knows better than the Memphis Grizzlies, the promising long-term view of rookies and the necessity of them performing well immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that just doesn't happen more often than not. And so there does have to be some runway there. But you never know what the year one to year two leap is going to be for anyone. And, hey, you don't know, if you really want to go big brain on it, you have no idea what Cooper Flagg is going to be in the NBA. I know all signs point to him being fantastic on both sides of the ball, but until you see it come to fruition, you just don't know. So we can sit here and hypothesize all day, and it's what we do. It's part of our job. But you really don't know.
It would depend on what would go out in terms of the answer to this question, I think you'd have. But if you mentioned, if Giannis went to the Spurs, I'm with you. They rise up, you know, where they'd be at the top of the West, wherever, but they go up. Would you be more concerned about him with the Spurs, assuming that Wimby and De'Aaron are still there, and why wouldn't they be, than you would be with Houston? If they make the money, Matt, and they have to send out Alperen because he clogs up the paint and that's Giannis's territory, would you still be more concerned about the Spurs than you would a Houston team with Giannis and Ime Udoka?
The only reason I'm excessively concerned on the Spurs is because of the Victor Wembanyama piece of it, right? Like the alien-like nature of him taking over the league. But otherwise, in terms of a team in totality, I think the Rockets are just as scary, even if they do have to ship out Şengün. And I know Jalen Green shrunk in the playoffs, but there's just so much good with that Rockets group and watching that series against the Warriors. And, hey, we talk about playoff battle scars. They just got a pretty significant one this year. And Giannis knows a thing or two about those as well. And so you add that to the equation, I feel like they would be in a very immediate place to not just contend, but to like truly feel like they could approach a postseason with some confidence. Whereas when you're looking at the Spurs, yes, and if you're keeping, you know, it's called De'Aaron Fox, one of the other untouchables, and Stephon Castle, there's still some growth there to go with that grouping, whereas you've already seen a good chunk of that with the Rockets. So both of those teams that exist in non-income tax paying states are concerning from a Western Conference standpoint.
Yeah, talking to Jessica Benson. She joins us here every single Tuesday on the show. I will say, and I know that you would appreciate this as a frequent traveler, I really wanted to be in New York City last night.
Oh, it looked so fun.
Like, I mean, you got to think about it. I think you and I are about the same age, right?
Yeah.
We have never known a Knicks team that was this relevant. That would play in an Eastern Conference Finals and beat, like...
No, I've heard rumors of what it was like, but not me.
Jason is in his 60s, so he remembers sort of the Oakley and Patrick Ewing days, right? We didn't get to experience those, you know? So this is new, and I got to say, I mean, I wish I was in the jungle up there, man. I wish I was kind of... I bet it's crazy up there today.
The scenes of 7th Ave with just the complete horde of fans. I mean, traffic couldn't get through, and it just seemed so much energy, and I love the celebrity row of it, and obviously Spike Lee's been carrying that torch for a long time, but seeing Ben Stiller celebrate with the team, seeing the emergence of Timothy Chalamet as the like new face of young celebs who are fans of the Knicks, and sitting courtside, and he had the whole like circle around moment with Amari Stoudemire from when he was a kid. He got an autograph from him, and then he met him last night. And I don't know, it just, there's this whole culture around New York, I am a big proponent of New York City, so I'm easily tantalized by the idea of, wow, it looks like it'd be such a good time to be in Madison Square Garden, to be in the city following a game like that. But I know other people are very scared. Like, there are fans out there who are like, oh, you gotta stay away from the Knicks fans. They're out of control right now. But I want to be a part of the out of control Knicks fandom. It seems fun.
Have you checked out the second round prospects, Jess? You know, this is where we really do the damage.
Can't say I've gotten to that part of my draft prep yet, but you know what? I can't wait to dig in and find out who the next second-round gem is going to be for the Memphis Grizzlies.
It's very exciting. It really is.
Yeah.
Each year, looking to find that value, that starter-level value.
No.
The TJ Maxx draft picks, that's my favorite territory to get into.
TJ Maxx. I mean, I used to. TJ Maxx was my spot, okay? As a 10, you know, 11, 12 year old, you know, like mom on a single, you know, single mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You used to, you know, bust it down at TJ Maxx now. They'd have they would have like the, you know, they'd have polos in there. They'd have like, you know, they had brands, man, for real. I mean, you know, I recall having a lot of success and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, nobody asked, like, where'd you get that shirt?
It'd be one sleeve longer than the other, though. It was all faulty, faulty brand name wear.
Nah, bro.
Yes, it was. No, it wasn't.
TJ Maxx sometimes. No, that's a lot of real brands with just a small, like, the threading would be a little off.
Yeah, because the pocket's threaded. It ain't even a pocket, exactly. It's right? It would have a long stitch on there.
All of my fabrics from TJ Maxx being top quality. I don't know where you're getting this. I don't know where you're getting this.
I was a Nordstrom Rack gal myself.
See, she wasn't in TJ Maxx's growing up. Let me tell you.
That was my favorite.
Well, I was in the struggle, dude. I had to, you know, I got my little, you know, $12 T-shirt.
No, I was legitimately always really jealous because I would try to go to TJ Maxx and find something, and I would fail. And I would have friends who would find like real designer stuff at TJ Maxx and get a great deal for it. I'm like, how did you find that? And you got to comb those racks. You got to comb those racks through and through. And I always deeply respect for the TJ Maxx finders, like the Memphis Grizzlies, you know? I like this metaphor.
Yeah, but there's, like, Jalen Wells' sleeves were proportionate, you would say, right?
Yeah, I think his sleeves were quite nice.
Yeah.
Until he broke his wrist, and then he was back on the court.
That's right. But that, you know, again, that has nothing to do with the stitching. I mean, the trade war is over.
No, you can't. The stitching isn't someone getting undercut on a dunk. Come on.
Yeah, so I would ask, Jessica, just humble yourself a little bit, you know, maybe go to, you know, Marshall's and you know, pop some tags, you know, like we used to do back in the day. That's what I would recommend.
I think so. You guys, I have to share this right now. I am pulled over in my car in the parking lot of Piccadilly on Poplar, and there is a man in his car who just got my attention, who is informing me he's listening to me on the radio talking to you guys.
You're famous.
So shout out to him. He's a real one.
You're famous.
No, you're the real one for parking your car and doing
this
segment.
Very responsible.
I was just telling John, man, you go 200% every time.
He was
never get a down Jessica Benson or having a bad day. Let me just go ahead and, you know, get this done and over with.
In all the time.
And so thank you, Jessica. And
course,
I hope that
I'm
man,
happy
yeah,
too.
He obviously loves your loves your appearance with us and obviously your show as well.
That's right.
Jess, you're great to join us.
Bright spot of my Tuesdays.
There you go.
Jessica, we appreciate
you're the
you,
best. Thank you and enjoy your shopping spree at Marshall's.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Yep. She is Jessica Benson. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, absolutely. I used to have, you know, they used to have like all the brands, bro. Like back that, like, the brands that I wanted to wear, I couldn't go find no Jerbodes there. I had to get those elsewhere.
Yeah,
you know, you weren't gonna find no. You remember the Jerbode jeans where you pulled like the strap, like you had like a Velcro strap at the knee. You remember?
I don't remember that. It just had the little stripe on the zipper. You know, that's what set them off. The white stripe. That's why you knew they were Jerbodes.
The ones that were big when I was growing up was the ones that you could like pull.
We didn't. I didn't know no Velcro.
You had like a Velcro that had like the logo on it at the knee. You couldn't find those there, you know, but you could find, you know, Echo, South Pole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For you, Sean John.
You wore a lot of lugs, it sounds like. Your mama had
you didn't want to put on lugs,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you did.
I never wore lugs, but I don't think there's anything wrong with lugs.
Well, your mom
like
was working hard. You know, you would wear what Timberland. Your mom could get you.
I think lugs were like the poor man's Timberland, right?
I remember Lugs because the WWF used to have commercials for Lugs. Yeah. You know, Lugs.
Yeah, L-U-G-Z.
That's right. That's right. Now, I never wore Skechers or anything like that. I mean, the worst thing I ever wore was, like I've talked about, I had the FUBUs. I had some FUBUs.
This is awful.
And then I had the Shaqs, which I was ashamed of.
You really thought you were Eminem when you had them FUBUs on, didn't you?
I liked the FUBUs, actually, believe it or not.
Felt it. You felt at home.
I also, once upon a time, had the Starberries, the and one Starberries.
Saw him last night. He said, thank you. He's still living on that.
dude, I had all of it. I had all the
he's a rock star there.
Bootleg
still.
Athlete shoes, bro. I had all of it.
Starberry's still big in New York, still huge in China.
Oh, yeah. He's a legend.
And the guy's, he's living good.
He's an absolute legend.
Saw all of them. And Spreewell was up in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked like fun.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us. And again, if you're out here, it's like a syrup sandwich, dude. You got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to eat it. You got to just, it's sustenance. It's clothes. Go to TJ Maxx, man. Get CJ a pair of pants or something.
I've probably been there twice.
Really?
Never bought a thing out of there.
Damn. TJ Maxx is worth
it. Now I buy out of Marshall's again, but.
What's the difference? Isn't it the same thing?
Well, I mean, when I was trying to be like you and get the.
Right.
You know, with my own money.
Right. The South Pole.
Going to Marshall's, try to pull. But again, those would be flawed. All items, brand name items that had a flaw in them. Mm-hmm. Poor stitching, off buttons.
Brad, do you ever do the TJ Maxx thing? You ever go to Marshall's, man?
TJ Maxx.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Brad loves TJ Maxx.
Get all them jeans out of there, Brad. You get them Jordache.
Do the Jordache
jeans?
The Jordache. Like TJ Maxx was actually high end where I when I was growing up. Like pay for less. You
Jesus
know, like
Christ.
Yeah, like I grew
Where'd
up in the country, man.
Yeah,
he was
out there by the farm.
Did you grow up in Libya?
When you grow up in like Illinois, like rural Illinois, like there ain't much, man.
This man said TJ Maxx was like a treat.
That's it was crazy. A treat. No, That's like crazy. It was a treat. I am not making that up.
I was not prepared for all this TJ Maxx love today.
There are people shaking their head also that grew up in the country that are going, you know, 30 years ago, TJ Maxx was kind of a treat.
I mean, it was, but it was like, you know, doors where you went for $10 shirts, you know what I mean? $10 tees.
Got to do what you got to do.
Oh, believe me. I lived it, man.
I still like TJ Maxx, actually.
Yeah, nothing wrong with TJ.
There's one in Germantown.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know, it's budget fashion. It's like, you know.
But you got name brands in that, John.
No, I mean, Jason is probably right in that there's some defect with them, which is why they're offered.
Defective.
Or they basically, I don't know how this works. My guess would be the other thing is they get sent to the major retails. Nobody buys them. Then they have to send them somewhere else. So they wholesale them.
Yeah. That's how they knock it down for Brad.
That's right. That's right.
I also like Nordstrom. Nordstrom's rack is my go-to here in East Memphis.
Isn't Nordstrom high end?
I don't know. Nordstrom's high end.
Is the rack a little bit?
Yeah, but it's still
half price. You can buy Brooks Brothers shirts for half price there.
Like it's still higher end though. It's still.
But you can go into Nordstrom's rack right now across from Highway Store over there on Perkins and get yourself a Brooks Brothers like a hoodie or a shirt for like $40 that would normally be $80.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But see, again, that's gentrification. You know, I want the go into the TJ Maxx and get me the $9 South Pole shirt.
Right.
That's what my experience was, bro. Like, had like skeletons on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the stuff that nobody else wanted. You know, that's what I got. And the Echoes. People don't remember the Echo days, man.
Remember the Echo?
Yeah.
What was the brand for you? Number one, 80s. What was it?
80s. I wasn't trying to. 90s. Was where I'm
90s.
Clothing myself.
My bad, bro. I didn't mean to. I date you that much.
I mean, it's always a joke. I'm 60, according you know, to your colleague Vincent. I'm in my 60s. It's always an age joke. You know, I'm the same age as Jeff Calkins.
We're the same age.
No, Jeff needs to retire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I'm saying for him.
That's between
you
and him.
You are making folks old now, John. Come on now, dog.
Exactly.
But
I guess we do make you young from time to time.
That's
and
right. It's just fair is fair.
And you love it, don't you?
An eye for an eye is in the Bible. It's biblical.
I think Jeff is still young, for God's sakes. We need him to hang around. I mean, he's doing well.
Hey, you got the body of a 39-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
In that kind of shape.
Well, we have a lot more to touch on. I've got an update on Memphis basketball recruiting.
Hey.
The next commitment may be a Memphis native. Get into all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.